Hello, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from National Opinion Survey. Okay, no, I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, so
hello?
First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and open on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Yeah, okay.
All right, sir, and does anyone in your household works for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, now are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
All right, sir, and just to make sure we're representing everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, Native American, or American Indian, or mixed race?
African-American.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in 2024 elections for president and Congress? Would that be a definite will vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
I definitely will vote.
Okay, sir, and what is your age, just for qualification purposes?
83.
Okay. All right, sir, and would you say that upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I think they're more important.
Would that be much more important or just somewhat more important?
Much more.
Okay. All right, sir, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Well, I think that's up to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know, because this survey, you know, it depends, you know, if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent, it suits, you know, differently, you know, so that's why we're asking this question.
I'm just going to vote. It don't make no difference to nobody else whether I'm Democrat or Republican. I'm just knowing I'm going to vote.
Okay. All right, sir. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Would that be a strongly approved, somewhat approved, somewhat disapproved, or strongly disapprove of his job?
I strongly approve of what he did.
Okay, and thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Well, I'm satisfied with the way
okay.
Biden is leading the country.
Oh, satisfied, right? Okay. Thank you. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's frustrating to me. It's not the same because it's getting a little bit better, a little bit.
Okay. Well, so it's getting better, right? All right, so that's why we want to find out your opinion. That's why I decided to call you, okay, because we want to know your opinion. Okay, and now I'd like to read you what some others have said, you know, that they believe are threats to American, you know, to African-American community. Which of the following do you believe is the biggest threat to African-American community right now? The Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, stagnant wages and rising costs, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts of social security net, like social security, rising crime and violence, or lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community. You can pick two of those to be the most important to you, okay, that you think, you know, is the biggest threats to African-American community.
Social Security and Supreme Court.
Okay, let me see. Social Security, lack of Social Security and Supreme Court, right? Okay, we see, Trump getting, what you want? The Supreme Court rolling back the rights and freedom, right? Thank you, sir. I got you. All right, sir. Now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable. Towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion and have never heard of that person or organization, you can say so, okay? The first one would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from 0 to 100.
Well,
it's like a grade, so you can give him a grade from 0 to 100. 0 is like, you know, you don't like him. 100 is like real favorable, and 50 is like neutral, okay? But you can use any number from 0 to 100.
What are you talking about?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., what do you think about him? Are you favorable towards him or unfavorable or neutral or never heard of him?
I don't know what he's going to do, sir. I mean, he's independent, so it don't matter to me.
So it don't matter. So what number? Neutral? 50?
Okay, or no
opinion. You also got no opinion, okay?
No,
you can give me
no opinion. I got no opinion.
Okay. What about Donald Trump from 0 to 100?
Zero.
Zero. Okay, Democrats in Congress.
I think they're doing good. I put them a 90.
90? Okay, Joe Biden.
I give him 100 because he did good, and he's doing good.
All right, thank you. Jill Stein.
Huh?
Jill Stein, another independent running for president.
No opinion.
No opinion. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, and J.D. Vance.
Zero.
Okay, Kamala Harris.
100. 200.
Okay, Republicans in Congress.
Zero.
Zero. And Project 2025.
Project 2025.
So no opinion, or maybe haven't heard of it?
Never
heard?
I heard a little bit about it, but I don't know much about it.
So no, you want to put a no opinion, or you want to give it a 50-50, like a neutral, or what? Let me know.
You give a neutral.
Neutral, okay, 50. We'll give a 50. All right, sir, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were the independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote for, or are you still undecided?
I'll vote for Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. All right, sir. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing? Yes, a lot, yes, some, only a little, or nothing at all?
Well, I heard, but it doesn't faze me.
But have you heard yes a lot or just some, only a little bit?
Well, when he talks, he don't talk about nothing, so it's a little bit. It ain't nothing.
Just a little bit. Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, and has what you have heard or seen or heard, read, seen, heard recently about Donald Trump make you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Would that be much less favorable or just somewhat less favorable?
Much less favorable.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, we're almost done with this survey. I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president, 5 is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not convincing at all reason to vote for her, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10. Okay, both of Kamala Harris' parents were active in the civil rights movement, and they instill in her, you know, a commitment to fight for the rights of people, of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As a district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn, you know, a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General in California, of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of, you know, of by, you know, a for-profit education company, and marijuana arrests and incarceration dropped. And as a senator, Harris was a champion in black maternal health and champion in legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10 to vote for her?
You're saying a lot of things that confuses me. And you said something, a lot about drugs and stuff.
Well, this is just a... This is just... This is... You want me to say it again? This is just positive, you know, things that she has done, you know. I'm going to read it to you again so you can give me an answer. Okay, both of Kamala Harris' parents, you know, were active in civil rights movement, and they instilled in her commitment to fight for the rights of all people, but especially those who are most vulnerable. As a district attorney, she created a program to provide first-time drug offenders with the opportunity to earn a high school degree and find employment instead of sitting in prison. As Attorney General of California, she won a settlement for students and veterans who were taken advantage of by a for-profit education company, and marijuana arrests and incarcerations dropped, okay? And as a senator, Harris was a champion of black maternal health and champion legislation to fight hunger and provide rent relief for working families. So would that make you not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing to vote for her?
Very convincing.
What number would you give her from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. All right, sir. And the politics, you know, the politics as usual isn't working for working people. We need something different, a reset, you know, a change from the same old, same, you know, the same old, same old. And for the first time in over a decade, we have a chance for that. Harris will make history as our first black woman president. But more important right now is the chance, the change, you know, that represents from the same tire choices we have been limited to these last few years. She offers a path forward beyond the same old politics fight and division. And we want change, you know, we have to vote for a candidate that's change. Would you say that's convincing, somewhat convincing, or not convincing?
Well, it's convincing. And the reason the way things are like they are, because of the Republicans, and everybody know that.
So what number would you give her, sir, if she's willing to do all that, you know, for your community?
10.
All right, now, what kind of country do we want to live in, okay? While Trump and mega extremists want us to live in a country of chaos, fear, and hate, Kamala Harris wants us to live in a country of freedom. Freedom to not just get by, but get ahead, you know, and to be saved from gun violence, the freedom to make decisions about your own body, the freedoms to have a future in which no child lives in poverty, where we can all afford health care and no one is above the law. Kamala Harris knows that we can fight for our freedom, and that's if we fight, you know, we win. That's what this election is all about. Would you say that's not all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Why you put a question like that to a person with common sense? That don't make no kind of sense. That kind of question don't make no kind of sense.
Well, sir, that's it's all about a question, okay? Because you said, what kind of country do we want to live in? You know, that's it's a question.
Now, everybody wants freedom. Everybody want to be where they can work and be have freedom and do the right thing.
Yes, sir.
Don't nobody want to be doing what Trump want them to do. I mean, Trump's trying to chase people back to. Why would you ask some kind of stupid question like that? It's stupid.
What would you say? Is the question is, are you, is it very convincing or not convincing? You can give it any number, sir, from 0 to 10.
I don't like the question.
If you think that's convincing or not convincing, what you're saying, you know, that you'll do that.
Well, I don't like the question. I just don't like the question. Hang on.
Okay, no problem, sir. Okay, and the last one say, okay, housing costs are preventing a generation from building wealth, okay? And Kamala Harris is working to make housing more affordable, a Attorney General of California. Harris stood up to a big banks and forced them to pay back, you know, $18 billion to homeowners. As a vice president, Harris secured $5.5 billion for affordable housing, and to address homelessness across the, you know, America. She also worked to, you know, to pass rental assistance legislation, which helped, you know, 10 million people, you know, stay in their homes during the COVID crisis. As president, she will make affordable housing a top priority. Do you think that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
It's very convincing.
Okay, sir. Thank you. All right, sir. Now, let me ask you again, okay, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote? Or are you still undecided?
I said in the beginning I would vote for Kamala Harris.
Okay, and let me ask you again, now that we have talked a little more about the elections, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Well, our presidential election is important. So
would that be much more, but you think this election is much more important or just somewhat more important?
Well, you asked that question once before, and I told
you
it was more important.
They just want to, okay, they just want to make sure that you didn't change it. Okay, sir, and how often do you receive information about the world in politics from social media? Would that be very often, not often, or not at all?
As much as I look at TV about that, and that's not much.
So not often, right? But we're talking about social media, politics from social media, like Facebook, you know, Instagram, TikTok, and other, you know, social media. Would that be very often, someone often or not often or not?
I don't worry about politics on social media. No.
Okay, not at all. Okay, so in switching gears a bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, okay? And I really thank you for your time that you're helping with this survey. Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you had completed? From 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, like bachelor's degree, or postgraduate, like master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD, etc.
I graduated from high school.
Okay, high school graduate. All right, so in, All right. All right, so now, are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated?
I'm married.
Married. All right, so then, do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in the household?
No.
Okay, so thinking about your approach on political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Very conservative. Okay. All right. So, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever.
What that got to do with me?
No idea, sir. It's just a question on a survey. No idea.
Okay. Well, I don't want to answer that.
Okay. All right. So, in thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half? Less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white.
What was that?
About
two-thirds of white, I guess.
Two-thirds will be,
two-thirds are white.
Less than half, right?
Yeah, more than half are white.
More than half. Okay. All right, so now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban, all right. All right, so were one or more of your grandparents born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
And were one or more of your parents born outside the United States?
No.
And were you born outside the United States, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community, yes or no?
I'm not, I don't have any communication with LGBTQ.
Okay, so no, right? No, not a member, right? So, not a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
How many more questions you got? I'm finna hang up.
This is the last one. Last one.
That's what you said about 3 minutes ago.
No, this is the last one. Yes or no? Or... COVID-19. I'm not waiting. Okay, sir, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. Okay, you have a great day. So appreciate your help. You have a great day. Bye-bye. COVID-19.